May I speak with you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for inviting me to be with you today, even at a distance. My name is Peter Mentis, and I'm the campaign manager for FaithWorks, a charitable program of our diocese that I know you know and love. Let me begin by reading for you a passage from the book of Job, chapter 11, verses 18 and 19. And you will have confidence because there is hope. You will be protected and take your rest in safety. You will lie down and no one will make you afraid. It is a short passage. Let me read it for you again. And you will have confidence because there is hope. You will be protected and take your rest in safety. You will lie down and no one will make you afraid. COVID-19. I am sure we will all remember COVID-19 for the rest of our lives. We are living through times that are at least disturbing, certainly frightening, and that have even led to panic. For some of us, our routines have been altered, our travel plans, or even financial and retirement plans have had to be changed. For others of us, our survival has been at stake. We have lost our income. Can we pay the rent or the mortgage, provide for our children? For all of us, young and old, healthy or not, our lives or the lives of those dear to us have been on the line. Who would have thought toilet paper would become a rare commodity? Our anxiety levels are elevated. After weeks of isolation, our mental and emotional stability has been shaken. Our bodies yearn to move freely again and suffer from even greater sedentary inactivity than usual. For most of us, there is a path forward, light at the end of the tunnel, and hope. Hope that things will return to a new normal, maybe not quite the old one, and we will once again settle into our routines, continue to grow, and enjoy the blessings of God. For most of us, this disturbing time is temporary. But what if it wasn't? What if we lost our job and our home forever? What if we could not provide for our children? What if our anxiety, depression, and panic remained day after day? What if we saw no light at the end of the tunnel, no path forward, period? For many of us, this is reality. Day after day, month after month, year after year. Helping those who do not see light at the end of the tunnel, who see no path forward, who struggle without hope of a positive resolution, is the calling and the challenge of FaithWorks and of all Christians. Through FaithWorks, we see the tangible presence of God in our community. Through FaithWorks, we see faith-filled people answering the cry of those who are homeless, hungry, at risk of violence, lonely, sick, or afraid. FaithWorks is a program of the Anglican Diocese of Toronto. It reaches out to the homeless and those in need. It reaches out to newcomers and refugees. It reaches out to at-risk children, youth, and women. It reaches out to Indigenous people and those impacted with HIV, AIDS. It provides food and shelter, guidance and direction, support and comfort through various ministries connected with the Anglican Church. These ministries are located throughout the diocese in Peterborough, Orillia, Barrie, Durham, Peel, and Toronto. Let me share with you some feedback that I have received from our ministry partners on the other front line. Remember, the front line with the war on poverty, as they must now also contend with the war on COVID-19 as well. This is from Lynn Thomas of the Aurelia Christian Center, The Lighthouse. We have additional costs such as personal protective equipment, food and container items, and staffing. We have been requested by the County of Simcoe to try to open more beds, which means more hotel rooms and more staffing, to accommodate this request. Yes, COVID-19 has changed our lives, but how many of us need personal protective equipment around our homes and limitless quantities of takeout containers at each meal? Another report from Ann Watson of Inn from the Cold in Newmarket. We hand out food, personal care items, etc. at the door to ensure that those sleeping rough have what they need. We also have had a porta potty installed at the back of our property to ensure that our clients have access to a washroom when we are not open, as their options have dwindled in Newmarket and York Region in general. Yes, COVID-19 has changed our lives, but how many of us must endure the indignity of being closed out of our washroom and needing to search the streets, even in the middle of the night? And finally, let us hear from Reverend Brad Smith of One Roof in Peterborough. With the closure of the breakfast program at the Salvation Army, imagine, the Salvation Army had to close. One Roof is the only meal in town for vulnerable people. And one meal a day, when you're already at risk for malnutrition and sickness, is just not enough. Yes, COVID-19 has changed our lives, but how many of us depend on hope for our only and one meal of the day? These are the kinds of programs you support when you support FaithWorks. In 2019, across the diocese, the numbers speak loudly. 17,352 people were fed, sheltered, nurtured, and befriended. 6,967, almost 7,000 refugees and new Canadians received settlement support. 2,964, almost 3,000, ex-offenders received reintegration support. 2,440 young adults living with mental health challenges were assisted. 2,063 at-risk youth, children, and women received life skills development and housing support. For these programs, last year, FaithWorks raised $1.3 million. This year's challenge for FaithWorks is to raise $1.5 million across the diocese to maintain and improve our level of assistance to these ministries. In support of that effort, a generous donor has offered a $100,000 matching grant on all new and increased donations from parishes and individuals. This means that for every new and increased dollar you give, FaithWorks receives an extra dollar. The impact of your donation is magnified. We need your help, though, in securing this exceptional gift. How can you help? How can you be part of this challenge, this calling, to help those most in need? How can you do more, be more, give more? How can we all become more, be transfigured and transformed into more than we can ask for or imagine? One way is by supporting FaithWorks more, a little more, a lot more, as each of us can. We Christians are called to follow our Lord Jesus Christ's example, to be transfigured and transformed, to become partakers of divine nature. Let us be our Master's hands and feet, eyes and ears, to help those among us in need, Let us participate and be part of the Lord's work. By supporting faith works, we offer a path forward and comfort along the way to those who continue to struggle for their life and will continue to struggle long after COVID-19 has faded away. Thank you for being a part of Faith Works and offering your help. Thank you for making God's love a reality for so many. Let each of us continue to do as much as we can to help all those in need, offering them hope, protection, and safety, so that they also may lie down and no one will make them afraid. Amen.